This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Technology was supposed to transform learning, but in some ways it can be an impediment, especially in large lecture halls where it can be easy to tune out and play a video game or watch a movie. To prevent that, at least one school in the Big Ten is banning certain websites in classrooms, but UW-Madison is trying to keep students' attention another way. Shemaine Mills reports.
The days of pen and paper in the classroom aren't over, but now you're more likely to find laptops in a college lecture hall, and not always for taking notes. It's also used for drawing in this UW-Madison anatomy class taught by Professor Julie Stamm.
We're going to do a lot of drawing and labeling. You'll see that there are templates posted. There's a template today. There's templates posted for the upper extremity. There will be the same for the lower extremity.
The class is designed to be interactive so students pay attention and more of the material can sink in. Technology is there to help with learning, not hinder it. But sometimes social media sneaks its way in. It is, after all, a room full of college students, and the fear of missing out, or FOMO, can be strong. Kaylee Needus, a junior from Kaukauna, is enrolled in the anatomy class. It's fast-paced, so she doesn't have time to check Facebook or watch movies, but she admits it's tempting.
I think it's hard for a lot of us to disconnect, even if it is for just a lecture period.
Because social media is designed to be convenient, Nita says it's available even when you probably shouldn't be looking at it.
A lot of people have computers that you can text on your computer now too. So in a class that I take notes on my computer, so sometimes it's even hard to not just take a peek at that when you're sitting in class.
And that's what many instructors are up against. Is their PowerPoint or lecture as interesting as, say, the latest episode for Game of Thrones? Purdue University's taking no chances. In large lecture halls on the Indiana campus, entertainment websites like Hulu, Netflix, and Pandora are blocked by the campus Wi-Fi. Purdue's IT director, Mark Sonstein, says students on those sites during class were hogging bandwidth needed for academic purposes.
Yeah, so last year we received concern complaints and things like that about the capability of Wi-Fi and the lack of availability to connect to it or slowness on the network, especially in our large lecture halls.
Surprisingly, Seinstein says they didn't get any complaints from students that certain websites were being blocked. Over the years, UW-Madison has had requests to do something similar, but hasn't, says Brian Rust, the former spokesman for UW's Department of Information Technology.
To help students, staff, and faculty, we want to provide the best network that we can and not put restrictions on it.
Back in that anatomy class, upbeat music played while students filed in. Most students don't realize they're in a special class designed to keep their attention and battle all those distractions. But Nikita Patel knows one thing. She likes this class better than other big lecture classes she's taken.
In the past, there have been lectures where professors will just read off of slides, and you know that's not very engaging, so students might look on their phones or check social media.
But in this class, students are kept busy. Every 20 minutes, the class shifts gears. There's lecturing, then there's drawing. There's also group problem solving. And students sit close to the instructor. No one's allowed to sit far away in the balcony. Teaching assistants roam the aisles, ready to help students with questions. This type of active learning became popular in the 90s. At UW, it's referred to as the REACH program and has dramatically boosted attendance in large classes. But it doesn't eliminate lecturing or magically make difficult entry-level courses popular. However, surveys show student distraction is lower. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.